Now that the farm bill has been approved by the House and is on its way to the Senate, one Indiana lawmaker tells Hoosier Ag Today he's thrilled with the news.
To see it come across the finish line, I'm elated, CJ, that we've that passed.
That's Indiana Congressman Jim Baird, who serves on the House Ag Committee. He says a lot of work has been done and a lot of miles have been traveled by those on the committee to get a new farm bill accomplished.
We've been working on it for, what, 2 or 3 years? And I was really excited, too, to have the opportunity as we went through those listening sessions that GT had around the country. I don't know, 40 or some states. And that was really insightful. And that's where we got some of the improvements in the farm bill. And that really allows buy-in from all of those stakeholders to make it a better product. So to me, that's the way legislation really should work.
Baird said he would have preferred that the provision allowing year-round sales of E15 were to stay in the farm bill, given that there are 4 ethanol production facilities in his district and 15 across the state.
Here's the choice you have to make, in my opinion. Rather than hold up the rest of the farm bill over the E15, now, don't get me wrong, I definitely stand and want to make sure that we have the opportunity to discuss E15, and we'll continue to do that. But you need to recognize that some people just have to have time and have to have input. And I certainly wish we could have done it right along with it and kept it included in the farm bill, because that's a relatively quick opportunity to improve cash flow in the farm sector.
With the farm bill now headed to the Senate, where it'll need 60 votes to pass, Baird says it's simply too important to America's farmers for the bill to fail now and not reach President Trump's desk.
Almost all states have some involvement in agriculture, and I hope that is enough to stimulate bipartisan support for this ag bill.
Hear more of my conversation with Congressman Baird and read more about the farm bill at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.